Now, not too surprisingly, one of the things that people in relationships find most difficult to talk about is their sexuality, and to make it clear whether their needs relative to sex are being met. So one of the things that we recommend is that they get so good at expressing these scary messages that they don't wait to express them when they are sitting down and have time to express them, but that they learn to express these scary messages even while they're having sex. In fact, we suggest that to really enjoy sex, you have to know how in the middle of sex to communicate clearly scary messages. And in our weekends that we do for couples, we often do a little exercise on what this would look like, how you would express in the middle of the sexual act when your needs are not getting met, how you could do this in a way that would be a gift to the other person. And, oh, people find this very scary to even think of. It seems, oh, my goodness, how unromantic in the middle of the sexual act to express clearly what is not meeting one's needs and what would better meet them. And they think, boy, wouldn't that take away all the romance and joy out of sexuality to have such a conversation in the middle of the act? Well, it may have that association of not being very romantic. And it may go against the cultural programming that if you're really a competent man and woman, you don't have any problems in your sexual relationships. They just flow. But the reality is that to the degree to which you can be honest about such sensitive issues, even in the middle of the sexual act, I predict it's one of the best ways to finally enjoy sexuality more and more. Now, that could sound like this. One partner is in a mood for sexuality and communicates non-verbally that they might be open to this by reaching over and touching their partner in a sensitive part of the body in a gentle way, trying to communicate, I'm getting turned on and would really like to get into sex with you. Now, the other party might be really wanting to finish reading what they were reading, and they were really involved in it. Now, how do you, when you sense your partner right now is really in a mood for sexuality, how do you respond to that? Well, some people would deny their needs and feel like, oh my goodness, I have to please my partner now. So they might put down what they were reading and put on a pseudo smile and say, hey, hey, what's going on? But now, if they do that and continue with the sexual act when they're not really into it, the other person is highly likely to be sensing that they're not into it, and it's probably not going to be a very enjoyable experience for both people. Or if it is for one, to the one who gave in, it's going to have some association with sexuality that both people will pay for, because if we give up our needs for our partner in any aspect of relationships, everybody pays for it eventually. So if the people are courageous and skilled at honesty, as nonviolent communication supports, the person who was reading would again start with empathic response to the other person, either nonverbally, just showing by our look that we see the other person is reaching out to us sexually, or might just say words that show that. Looks like you'd like some real closeness and love, honey. And the other person said, yeah. And now comes how to say no honestly, as we've talked about. The person might say, I'm torn right now. I really would like to get into it with you. And yet at the moment, I'm not really there. I'm kind of caught in this article I'm reading. How would it be for you if we get into this in about 20 minutes? So that would be how to express oneself, even in the middle of intimacy, when our needs may not coincide at that moment. When the needs are not the problem there, of course, it's the strategy. Because in that case, the problem was that one person would like to get into the sexual act, but not at this moment. Their strategy was for in a different time. Well, of course, if we are going to be honest like that, we've got to be prepared for the other person not receiving the message empathically. They might just be hearing that as a rejection, and their response might sound something like this. Forget it. I'm sorry I reached out. I should have known that that reading material was more important to you than our relationship. So we've got to be prepared any time we express ourselves vulnerably. We've got to be prepared to empathically deal with what comes back. So in that case, then, the person might say, so, sounds like you're feeling really hurt. You were really in the mood right now for some real closeness and intimacy and are disappointed. So we do not take the other person's statement as how we have to give in and take care of them. That wouldn't be good for either. Now, in that situation where we respond with words, when we see the other person wanting to get into physical activity, someone might say, isn't that going to destroy the beauty of our intimacy with others when we need to talk in the middle of something? So if somebody reaches out and touches you in this gentle way, wouldn't it be more loving to put down whatever you are working on and get into their energy in whatever way you could? Well, that's one way that people define intimacy, that if you really care for people in an intimate relationship and you see what their needs are, you suppress your own needs and give to them. But my experience is that if we give any time out of an energy where we feel even slightly we have given in or given up our own self, both people pay for it, because that adds up, and each time we give in out of that, it does something to destroy the relationship. So if the person was honest in the way that I said, and the other person gets hurt by it, and the person who chose not to get into the sex act at that moment empathizes with the other person, if that dialogue continues so that in these very sensitive areas we're able to talk about it at the time and be honest and be empathic to the other person's response, that intimacy is very powerful. In fact, I believe that it is so powerful that when we have that quality of intimacy that we can be honest even at the most sensitive times. The other aspect of the intimacy, in this case the sexual act, it will get better in the future as a result of people being able to trust that the partner is fully there and there's no giving in or giving up.